She went out to get something.
She
said, "Rebecca, you're distracting me. I'm going to preach. I don't need that distraction right now."
What happened yesterday? I didn't eat.
Talk to your mom. Talk to your mom.
No, that day. She's gone.
I'm going to speak right now. I don't need that distraction.
I got my mind. A brand new day,
you know, so
where the name of the Lord shall be glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Who knows it?
I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Highest,
the name of the Lord shall sing glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Of my God today, I see the blessing of my God today.
Oh my God,
in the name of the Lord, so be blessed in my heart. I see the blessing. Of my dying today, oh, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Oh, increase the name of the Lord, and Lord be glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Oh, my Lord, I don't be lost.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for how you have helped us in the course of this camp meeting. We really want to acknowledge you. We really want to say that you have been with us. You have been faithful to the words that we spoke, and we are persuaded that the ones you are speaking, you will be faithful to them. You have never failed. You have always delivered on your words, and so you are reliable. And Lord, we want to thank you. Thus far you have brought us, Father. As we begin to round up, Lord, we ask that you will not forsake us. You will sustain us to the very end. And so tonight we ask, Lord, that you will open the heavens to us. Open the fountains of the deep to us tonight. Release your life. Release your spirit. Release your power. Release your glory. Release your light. Release your counsel. Release, O God, salvation unto us. Say the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Father, tonight, release your power unto salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for seed for the sower. We ask for bread for the eater. We pray tonight for wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Open our understanding. Let our gates be opened unto you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint this gathering tonight. Anoint the ministry of the word. Anoint the hearing of the people. Lord, anoint our hearts. Anoint our lips. Anoint our ears in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless your people today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord brings a meeting to a level like this, it becomes very difficult to minister. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, he said that the glory of the Lord so filled the house that even the priests could not function. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we trust the Lord that he would have some final words for us. You know, as I was reflecting in the course of the ministry that has come, certain things were quickened in my heart. And I pray that we can quickly and briefly, you know, see if we can cap them. Praise the name of the Lord. There are certain words I believe the Lord will want us to go home with. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that should... Hello? Let the children be quiet. Please let the children keep quiet. Amen. Hallelujah. There are certain things the Lord will have us to hold on to. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that as we go through life, we are supposed to be holding on to certain things. Amen. You know, the Bible says that we are supposed to be holding forth the word of life like a torch in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation, among whom we are supposed to shine forth as light. Praise the name of the Lord. We are in a perverse generation. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the time and the season that we find ourselves in. It's a crooked generation. And this crookedness, this perversion, is affecting our environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I trust that the Lord will help us. The only way to counter this generation is to shine forth as light. This thing cannot be hidden anymore. The Bible says that no man lighteth a lamp for the sole purpose of putting it under a bushel. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a purpose for which I exist in this generation. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a purpose for which I am born in this time and this season. And that purpose is so that I will be set on a lampstand. so that the whole world will do what? Will see the light. Praise the name of the Lord. The world must see this light. That is the reason why this lamp was lit in the first place. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read from John chapter 9. John chapter 9. Sorry? The title. Let's read John chapter 9. Praise the Lord. Then we will know the title. Praise the Lord. I want to read from verse John 9, what? I hope I'm correct. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 9. I read verse 4 and verse 5. Praise the Lord. He says, I must walk the works of him. Okay, let me start from verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made, what now? Manifest in him. Praise the name of the Lord. That the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went on his way and washed, and came back what? Seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which had seen him before, see that he was blind, say, is it not this that sat and begged? Praise the name of the Lord. Some said, it is he. Others said, no, but he looks very much like him. For he said, I am the man. Praise the name of the Lord. That's one of my best testimonies. Hallelujah. The title of the message is The Night Comet. Praise the name of the Lord. The Night Comet. And if there's a parting word that you should leave this camp with, it is this assurance that the night cometh. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus, there was a man. He was born blind from birth. And there was a theological argument. They asked him certain theological questions. Who sinned? Was it this man? Was it his parents? Now Jesus said, that's not where I'm going to. Praise the name of the Lord. The purpose that this man came blind is so that I might demonstrate. Hallelujah. I might manifest myself in making him to see. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Okay. Now, there is a purpose for which you were also born blind. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, how many people know that you are born blind? Hallelujah. Okay. It is so that the glory of God might be what now? Revealed. And there is a time that God has ordained that this glory is to be what? Revealed. And I want to tell you, you and I are in that time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so he said, so that the works of God might be made manifest. Now, so darkness will come to a peak, so that when the light breaks out, it will also shine what? Brightest. If you take a torch at noonday and press the light, you may think there's not much light there. But when you take that torch at midnight and put it on, you will see an amazing what now? Light. Praise the name of the Lord. So here we are. The man came, and he had his neighbors arguing about him. Now, I want my neighbors to argue about me. He said, it looks like him. But the change is such that, do you understand? It's not just what now? Possible. All his life, we have known him blind. We've accepted him blind. But suddenly, the blind man is what? He sees. So some people say it is him. Some others say no, it's somebody that looks like him. And the man had to come and say, I am he. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that's just the background. The burden is the night. Hello? The night comet. Praise the name of the Lord. Write it down. Remind yourself. The night what? Comets. Darkness. Comets. Thick darkness. Darkness that can be felt. Comets. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is giving us that warning, giving us that information, to the intent that you might prepare to shine forth as what? As light. Because the final battle is the battle between light and what? Darkness. To what measure you have light, to that measure you will do what? You will shine. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to say a couple of things just to put them on the table and leave them there. Now, one of the reasons we're going to talk about darkness and light, one of the reasons why you and I must take heed, is because the measure of light that you acquire, praise the name of the Lord, in the final analysis, is the measure of light that you are going to shine forth with for all what now? Eternity. Are you understanding me? So there is, you must understand that. You know, it's something that each Christian, you know, when people do not understand this, they feel that they have opportunity and time to play around. There is nothing. That light, you know, Daniel said that they that are wise shall shine. Do you understand that? And your shining is dependent on the measure of wisdom that you have. Praise the name of the Lord. They that are wise will do what? Shine forth as what now? The stars. You were called, you were created to be what now? A star. But the Bible also tells us that stars differ from what now? Stars in their glory. So what makes the difference between one star and another star? It is in the measure of light that each star does what now has. What makes a star distinctive is light. When you look into the heavens, you see stars. There are some that are brighter than what? Others. Praise the name of the Lord. And that glory defines your country, your spiritual status for all eternity. Praise the name of the Lord. For all, you see, that's why we are not talking about going to heaven. It is not our calling. Are you understanding me, brethren? Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You were called to be placed in the heavens as what? A star. Are we together? And you are the one who determines the level of brightness and the level of glory that you have for eternity. So as you choose light and acquire light, it is what is inside you that you will manifest in the day of his word now appearing. There is nothing else but the measure of life and light that you have what acquired. That day your wisdom will be revealed, and that day your foolishness will also be what now revealed. Brethren, are we following what I'm saying? So if somebody has been working acquiring oil, you may not know what he is doing until the day of what now? Revelation, when things shall be revealed the way they truly are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Then that day, men are going to be raised up different ranks. Each rank is a nation. The nations, there are nations at class 1. There are nations at what now? Class 2. And these nations, you will interact with your nations. Praise the name of the Lord. These are people at different levels of spiritual development. Some went one step and said, we like this place. We are going to do what? Stay here. Fine. You are born again, you are saved, you have gone to heaven. But that's it. Some others said, no, I am not going to stop here. I am going to pay the price to go to the next what now? Level. And some said, I won't go beyond that. Because for each level, there is a price. There is something of the Adamic nature that must be what now? Giving up. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Solomon was dedicating the temple, he will walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At the 7th step, you know what to do? He will offer a sacrifice. There's a price paid to move to the next what now? Level. So every word that you hear, you must know what to do with it. Do you understand me, brethren? Words given are made available to you. You will now determine what you do with the words that is made available to you. Now, brethren, I'm saying this as a preamble. But these are the consciousness that each person who is striving for the masteries, you must have. Praise the name of the Lord, so that you don't stop by the way. You must press on unto what now? The best that God has reserved for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I really pray, brethren, that God will have a people of excellence here who will give all diligence to make their calling and their election what now? Sure. He says, if you do this, you will not fail. He says, for so an entrance shall be ministered what now? Abundantly. Where are you entering to? You are entering into the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. To the extent that you choose, to that extent you will go. Praise the Lord. I trust that God will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. That when people see us, they know that we are people striving for excellence, striving for the very best, pushing towards the goal, pressing towards the mark. Not lousy people. There's a lot of lousiness even among brethren who are hearing these words. And you wonder why God will speak such precious words to people and we are you know, we don't value it. And I believe it's because we do not have understanding. And brethren, I pray that God give us understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything in God has an end. There is a beginning and there is an end. And when I say end, I'm not talking about a terminal point. I'm talking about a goal and a destination. Like this age has an end. Praise the name of the Lord. It has a climax. When God comes to that climax, certain opportunities will no longer be what now? Available. Those who have made it, He will use to initiate another what now? Beginning. I hope you're following what I'm saying. Yes. He will use to initiate another beginning of another dispensation that will also have a beginning and then come to what now? Another climax. So don't think that we will keep doing this thing we are doing. He won't be sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing forever. He will not be doing that, brethren. So you need to lay hold. When you go home this time around, get these words, go through them, begin to do as if your very life depends on what now? Those words. And it does. Praise the name of the Lord. It does. There is no magic. There is no rapture. Praise the name of the Lord. I will understand. You know, one of the greatest dangers of believing the rapture doctrine is simply that something is going to happen. Well, I want to tell you something is happening. As I'm talking to you now, the Lord is descending in this ministry. God is descending, and a people are being caught up. Are we together? After this word, some people's level will not be what now? The same. They will move to another level. Some people will remain at the same level. In fact, you will not remain at the same level because you will go down. Because every time you reject the word, it takes you down. Every time you respond to the word, it does what now? It takes you up. So our interaction with the word of God has consequences and effects. Don't have a casual attitude towards this thing. Oh, we just came for camp meeting. Then Brother Isaac came and said some things. But you can share some things. And it's not like that. Praise the name of the Lord. You are determining your eternal destinies. And the time comes when you cannot do anything. You know, when Esau stood before the Father, he did not know that something had changed eternally. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. At that point in time, Isaac said, "My son, you don't understand. I have given out what now? The blessing. I can't take it back. And I can't give it to another person." No, 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 no. It has been given out. Do you know, when Esau entered and Isaac heard his voice, Isaac began to tremble. He knew the implications. He knew what had happened. I don't know if you understand the point. He was shaking. Because that blessing, that is everything. Praise the name of the Lord. So what Esau got was a lesser, far lesser than what he was supposed to get. But it wasn't that day that he missed the blessing. He missed it all through. His lifestyle was a lifestyle that did not put enough value on spiritual things. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are you understanding what I'm saying? So that you will not be taken by surprise. You will not be taken. This blessing, you're not going to see a big man sit somewhere and be saying, "Okay, brother Isaac, come, receive your blessing." No. Just like everything God does, is going to be manifested where? In his life. You will see your brethren enter, caught up into another frequency. You know, something happened on the day of Pentecost. You know, the world changed forever that day. Certain men broke through a barrier and entered another frequency. Others, we are watching them interacting with another dimension of heaven. And they were like this. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't end up watching your brethren like this. Are you understanding me? Don't end up watching them like this. As they begin to see things, you will not even be able to stay in that environment. Do you understand the point? Because they will speak languages and connect with certain realities, and you'll be looking like somebody watching a movie. You can't fellowship with them anymore. Levels have what now? Changed. I don't know, but I really pray that we understand. Praise the name of the Lord. Levels have what? Changed. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that we are catching the things. We show that we catch them when they begin to impact upon our lifestyle. As we go on, I pray that the Lord will help us. Jesus said, the night cometh when no man can walk. It means that when the night comes, there are things that we have the privilege of doing right now. Do you understand that? That we are not going to have the privilege of doing them. Praise the name of the Lord. There are going to be certain challenges that the night will bring. Hallelujah. That if you have not been prepared to function in another realm, the night will be a disaster for you. Because truly, darkness is pursuing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Are we there? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so here is the beginning. And you know what we are looking at here is something spiritual, even though it is natural. Praise the name of the Lord. Now you understand that when I say light here, I'm not dealing with natural light. Do you understand? The sun had not been created at this point. Right? Hello? Are you with me? The sun had not been created. So what is the source of this one? What was the source of the darkness? Praise the name of the Lord. I won't go into the background of this, but I'm just going to put it on the table and tell you that when we talk about light and darkness, we are dealing with something mysterious. Let's talk about darkness. What is darkness? You know, somebody said darkness is the absence of light. Well, yes, but it's much more than that. Praise the name of the Lord. Darkness is a spiritual reality, but it is a mystery. We don't know what it is. Praise the name of the Lord. But it is an energy form. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, well, you know, the Bible says that God is light, right? Hallelujah. And it is also an energy form. praise the name of the Lord, the essence of God is just a term used to this. You know, when you say life, God is using natural things to describe certain spiritual what now? Reality. Are you understanding me? God is bringing spiritual things down to a level that you and I can what? Understand. Something you can relate to. These things are deep things. They are mysteries. But God uses, you know, the earth. This visible realm is a shadow of a mystery. Are you together? It is a shadow of a heavenly spiritual reality. So in this realm, because of our fallen nature, because of the block in our ability to understand, you know, Jesus taught in parables. You understand? He used natural things to explain spiritual truth. Sowing and reaping. Do you understand? To talk about certain spiritual things. So here, God also uses things within our scope to explain certain spiritual realities. Now, the Bible said that God is light. And in Him, there is no darkness. Light without what now? Darkness. Pure light. Uncorrupted, unpolluted, unmingled. Total perfect light. No shadow of turning. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, when you look through the scriptures and you see the invisible glory of God manifest in the natural, it usually manifests as what? Light. Do you understand that? When God's glory comes forth, you see it as light. You know, when Jesus was born, suddenly the shepherds were there in the night. Suddenly, do you understand what happened? Light shone. It meant that the heaven had broken through, do you understand, to what now? To the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. It was light. All through the scriptures, when Jesus showed an aspect of Him on the Mount of the Transfiguration, what did He show? Light. He just stood like this and began to, you understand, glow, shine forth like a blazing light. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He was revealing, and John said, Peter said, that we saw His word now, His glory on the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. So God manifests Himself to us as light. Now, what about darkness? What is it? We don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. What God has been showing us is that it's an agency form that is anti what now? God. Now let me say this. The devil taps into that what now? Energy. You know, the devil is not all powerful. Do you understand that? Believe me, as you grow in the things of the Spirit, you begin to learn. And you see, one of the fundamental, you know, key mark of this present truth is the understanding that the devil is not what? Almighty. In fact, the key to him is already given to us. So when we say soul, understand that God is giving you a simple key with which you can do what? Bring an end to His dominion. Praise the name of the Lord. He operates by this energy. His power, His authority, every activity that the enemy does, is he does it to the extent that he can obtain this energy called what now? Darkness. If he can't obtain it, he is rendered what? Powerless. He can sit here beside you. Even if he likes look like a monkey, he can do you absolutely what? Nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we understanding that? Good. Now, so the enemy, when he was kicked out, he needed an energy to function. So he turned towards this energy form called what? Darkness. He is the prince of darkness. He eats that thing and functions by it. So his kingdom is based on his ability to manufacture this what now? Energy. And there is only one factory in this world where darkness is what? Manufactured. Guess where that factory is? Inside your soul. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, this is not formal preaching. I'm just trying to tell you one or two things. Praise the name of the Lord. Your soul was created to be a factory. You know, when God said, be fruitful and multiply, He was not just talking about having physical children. Are you understanding me? That was part of it. Because there's a natural dimension. Do you understand the point? But He was talking much more. Just like the body produces children, the soul also does what? Produces. We have learned that the soul is a woman, the soul is a womb, isn't it? What does the womb do? You put life into it, it does what? Brings forth life. Praise the name of the Lord. So your soul is like a factory, a dynamo. Whatever energy you put in there, it begins to, if you put one, you know the law of harvest now, you sow one seed, isn't it? What do you harvest? Multiple. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is why the enemy is interested in dumping as much garbage into your soul as he can. Are we understanding that? Now you can understand the power of social media. Hello? All the movies that have been turned out. You know, when the movies started coming, they were simple movies, isn't it? Yeah. Nice films, home family movies. Until you all got hooked to it. Then the thing began to change. Small. Until now, witchcraft, satanism, you understand? All kinds of things are coming out. But we are already hooked. So they will do a good movie. Then inside the movie, they will put some very, there are sometimes you watch a movie with children. And at a point, you are embarrassed that the children are seeing certain things. Before, they were grading movies. Now, anything can come up at what now? Anytime. Praise God. What are they doing? They are dropping principles of darkness where? Into your soul. When devils want to multiply and breed, where do you think that their breeding ground is? It's your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. We are talking about darkness. Praise the Lord. So you can see why the moment man was created, the devil did what? He landed. He saw in man the ability to create a kingdom for what now? For himself. Praise the name of the Lord. God also designed you with that capacity. So that the more you receive God's life, the more you are able to do what? Multiply it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the crux of the matter. Darkness and what now? Light. So when the Bible says, guard your heart with all what now? Diligence. It says, out of that heart springs for the issues of what now? Life. Whether light or darkness, they come from where? Is that what the Bible says? Yes, it says out of the heart comes forth murder. Is that correct? Lying. You name it, it says it comes from where? From the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is where we are. So if the enemy wants to function, he has to get this energy. So his business is trying to manipulate and bring you to a point where you will engage in certain activities which the Bible calls the unfruitful works of what now? Darkness. when you are engaged in them, you are actually filling your environment. This environment must be filled. Presently, darkness is what now? Filling it. So when we say the night comes, we are saying that except the activities of humanity will breed so much darkness that the whole atmosphere will be covered with what now? Darkness. The night comes. And you see, this darkness, when it is generated to such a point, certain spirits that have been bound in everlasting chains of what now? Darkness will do what? They will emerge. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, you and I, the message you have been hearing all this while is to prepare you for that what now? Time. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Jesus said, if you have not been able to cope with this present environment, what do you think you would do? Do you understand? When these powers begin to emerge, it will not always be like what now? This. So, get as much light. Get as much what now? Life as you can. Now, something happened in Egypt. Pharaoh had a dream. You remember that dream? Hello, how many people remember the dream that Pharaoh had? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. And there was to be a time of plenty. Then after the time of plenty, there was to be a time of famine. Praise the name of the Lord. And then a wise man was raised up, and his ministry was to build storehouses. Hello? You need to build storehouses. Where are these storehouses? In your soul. To store grain. Are we together, brethren? That is the wisdom. You build and build. Joseph built storehouses the entire land of what now? Egypt. And he stored grain. So that when the famine came, Joseph was able to do what? To cope. Now let's look at it this way. You and I. Joseph is a type of you and I. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I pray that God will help me to explain this. Joseph is a type of you and I. Now, the Lord is working to restore his rightful position in the lives of humanity. Praise the name of the Lord, that has been taken from him. Now, it is the minute Jesus was sent to begin to reconcile men backward now to him and bring a message that will bring God back to his rightful position as head over all creation. Now, Joseph did that. Let's see Pharaoh here as a type of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he made storehouses, do you know what happened? When the famine came, the Egyptians had money. They began to pay to get grain. So Pharaoh's treasury was what now? Increasing. The time came when their money ran out. They began to give their lands, isn't it? And all their property. So at the end of the day, all the property and the money had become what now? Pharaoh's. Hallelujah. Then the property finished. They had nothing but themselves. They said, okay, now we give ourselves to Pharaoh. I don't know if you understand. There is a gospel that God is bringing. When that gospel is through with you, your money, your property, your body, your soul will belong to the king. I don't know if you're getting it. All by the wisdom of what now? Of Joseph. At the end of the day, everything in Egypt and every man in Egypt belonged to who? Belonged to Pharaoh. Joseph was able to bring all of Egypt back to Pharaoh. Brethren, I don't know if you understand me. Praise the name of the Lord. This word will get your money. Nobody needs to cajole you to, do you understand? You want grain. Praise the name of the Lord. Your property will go to the Lord. And eventually, your body and all your faculties. You say, Pharaoh, do what? Take. Give us life. Praise the name of the Lord. Give us life. So the Lord is going to have his rightful place in the midst of his people. He's going to, through the ministry of Jesus Christ, our greater Joseph, hallelujah, we will be recovered and restored back to him. Praise the name of the Lord. So here, the Bible says that God said, let there be what? Light. And there was light in the midst of the darkness. And God saw that the light was good. Now, when a person gets born again, God commands light to shine where? In the darkness. But this light is light mixed with what? Darkness. You know, some people teach you, once you're born again, you understand? That's it. That's just the beginning. It's just, he said, you were once when you were illuminated. Your Christian life is the process of separating light from what now? Darkness. And the end of the picture is that you will be given a name. The darkness he called what? Night. Night is the name of the energy called what? Darkness. It is also the end and the peak. You know, this name is a permanent stamp. At this time of the end, there are going to be two sons. Sons of light and sons of what now? Darkness. So you are going to be either of the day, or you are going to be of what now? The night. Praise the name of the Lord. So the light he called day. The darkness he called what? Night. So you are either ending up this, or you are ending up on this one. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is where this business is going to. You are either going to be light, sorry, day, or you are going to be what now? Night. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is it. So the gospel that we are preaching is very simple. It says that God is what? Light. And in him there is no darkness. Chicken, praise the name of the Lord. This is the gospel. So in other words, brethren, until the darkness is past, the gospel is not achieved its what? Objective. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? We believe in perfection. Hallelujah. It says that the path of the just, it's like a light that shines brighter and brighter unto what now? The perfect day. The perfect day is what you see in Luke chapter 11, when the whole body is full of light, having no dark parts. Are we together, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so brethren, God is trying to put something on the table for us. You are either functioning in the darkness, or you are functioning in the light. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is what the Lord is trying to put on the table for us. Now I want to read something. I'm going to just cut a few things, a lot of things out. Let's look at Exodus chapter 15. Praise the name of the Lord. Exodus chapter 15. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm sure we've been taught a lot about darkness and light. But here, there is something important. I'm going to read that and then read something in John chapter 12. Exodus 15, I will read verse 9. Now, when Israel left Egypt, Pharaoh said something. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that thing that Pharaoh said constitutes the manifesto, the agenda of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, look at what he said here. He said, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. So the day you left Egypt, something began to pursue you. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a pursuit. Now let's read something in John chapter 12. John chapter 12. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 12. Are we there? I will read from verse 33. So Jesus, I'm reading from the Amplified here. He said, so Jesus said to them, you have the light only a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Praise the name of the Lord. Keep on living by it, so that darkness may not overtake and overcome you. Praise the name of the Lord. So that darkness may not overtake and overcome you. He who walks about in the dark does not know where he goes. He is drifting. Two, he says, while you have the light, believe in the light. Have faith in it. Hold to it. Rely on it, that you may become sons of the light and be filled with light. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said these things, and then he went away and hid himself from them and was lost to their view. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm just trying to say that there is something happening. Darkness is what? Pursuing. As you are moving on this journey, something is coming what now? Behind you. Now you are supposed to move at a rate faster than what is what now? Pursuing you. Praise the name of the Lord. If you do not move at that commensurate rate, that thing behind you will do what? Overtake you and what? Overcome you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you read the scripture that says that we should hasten unto the day of the Lord, it begins to make more sense. People ask, how can I hasten? Praise the name of the Lord. It speaks about the intensity with which you and I relate to what now? To the light. Brethren, are we together? It says here, you will have the light only for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Now, there is something. When a word is revealed to you, a truth, a responsibility is put upon you to react to that word now, truth. It's a mystery. Whenever a light is revealed to you, you must do something about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you together? The word cannot be ignored. Every truth revealed by God to you cannot be. It has spiritual what now? Implications. But I don't know if you're following me. You see, God wants to judge our attitude to His word. When a word comes, it is light. If you don't respond to it, what happens to it? It brings what now? Darkness to you. Is that correct? Yes. When man refused the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Ephesians chapter 4 says, their foolish heart became what? Darkened. Professing themselves to be what? How did they do that? They felt they knew better than who now? God. God gave them instructions. They said, no, we will do this one. Do you know what happened? Darkness began to do what? Rise up. Now, I want us to know that the word of God cannot be what? Ignored. Every fruit that you know, you must do it. Do you understand the point? If you know the truth and you don't do it, you begin to create what? Darkness. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you know the truth and you don't want to say it, know that you have become a worker of what now? That a creator of darkness. I don't know if you understand me. This message is very simple. It's not too much the same. You know, you know the truth. Now, sometimes you know the truth, but maybe the person involved is my friend. Are you understanding that? You know, when we do politics in church, for instance, or not necessarily anywhere, you know the truth. Instead of saying it, you understand, you go like this, you go around it. You are creating what? Darkness. So, living life is a serious business. It's not as easy as some of us think that it is. And God is bringing us to a point where we are not to be ignorant of the implications. He said, when you have the life, do what? Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. You must walk in it. The good that you know you should do, do it. Praise the name of the Lord. You must. This is the attitude that we must have so that we might become sons of what now? Of light. Praise the name of the Lord. There are certain situations a person must not harbor. Things like bitterness and resentment. Do you understand? Hello? There are two things. If you have, like in fellowship, I have a problem. I don't like the way certain things are going on in fellowship. I have two things to do about it. One is to begin to pray about it. Do you understand the point? If I don't pray about it, it will begin to produce levels of resentment. Do you understand? The next thing I can do, I begin to gossip about it. You are creating what now? Darkness. It's better that you even go to the elders and say, look, oh, do you understand the point? Is when you say it and they call you stupid idiot, praise God. But you have responded to the light. Are we together, brethren? You see, we must not be creators of darkness. In a lot of times, we really don't know the implications of our life, what we are doing. While you have the light, brother, you must walk in the necessity is laid upon me to walk in the light that is revealed to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So that, look at what the Bible says here. You know, it says, so that the darkness may not, what now, overtake you. You know, bitterness can overtake a person. Resentment can overtake a person. Even lust can overtake a person. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes you want to do a thing and the Lord says, that thing is what now? Is wrong. If you step forward on that thing, darkness begins to do what? Overtake you. It grows within you. Praise the name of the Lord. But the glory is that if you respond to the light, what will happen to you? Light will grow until you become a son of light. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is the truth. This is the principle on which the world functions. Look at what he says here. He says, he who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. He is drifting. You become a son of darkness. You are confused. In fact, the darkness will so overtake you that you now call darkness what now? Light. And light you call what? Darkness. But he says here, look, brethren, he says, while you have the light, believe in the light. Have faith in it. Hold to it. Rely on it. So that you may what? Become. You know, when you begin to function and live like this, you are on the way to becoming what now? A son of light. Without darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. Our destiny is to become sons of what? Light. So the journey to it is determined by how we relate to light. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You must take a position against bad things. You must show that, look, I am not for this thing. Don't see darkness and pretend that. Do you understand the point? In your environment, you must show that, look, I am not part of this thing. I do not support. In fact, my nature is what now? Against it. Let people know where you stand. It may bring conflict. Do you understand? But what it does for you is that you grow in the light. Praise the name of the Lord. You grow in the light. Young people, it's even worse. You have a great challenge because we keep friends that have different values. And we feel obligated to keep those relationships. And so certain things happen around us and we just keep our mouth what now? Shut. You are breeding darkness. And that darkness will overtake you and what now? Overpower you. That's how young people fall into all kinds of sins. Praise the name of the Lord. Because they did not step out as a son of light. Light reproves darkness. Do you understand me, brethren? It is the law of light. It reproves darkness. Because the Bible said that which makes manifest is what? Light. Light reveals the true nature of things. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a power in light. When you see somebody may be angry with you, but inside he's afraid of you. I don't know if you understand the point. They may show anger. They may show resentment. But the truth is that right inside them, they are afraid of you. So you must know that there is a power in light. This man might be angry, he might shout at you. Who do you think you are? But believe me, that person is actually what? Afraid of you. There's a power in light. And brethren, we must walk as sons of what now? Of light. We must perfect our relationship with the light before the night does what? Comes. We must learn how to be sons of light without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and what now? Perverse generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be a son of light. I want to be a son of light. I want, you know, said, you know, I am not part of darkness. I was once darkness, but now I am what now? Light. So I should walk in the light. When a man walks in the light, the Bible says that, you know, he is bold. Everybody sees that he has nothing to do what now? To hide. It breeds boldness. It breeds confidence. It breeds courage. It breeds authority. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is where the Lord is calling us to. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So brethren, our light is coming. Believe me, brethren, our light is what? Coming. Let me read that scripture. Isaiah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to make this message short. Hallelujah. and have mercy on some people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to make the message very short. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 16. Amen. Amen. It says, arise and what? Shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God wants us to arise. Amplify says, arise from the depression and the prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, our experiences, you know, when we were looking at the five women, you know, the message of, was it yesterday? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. You know, four of them really came from very, you understand, negative backgrounds. One of the core message, thrust of the message is that it doesn't matter what your background is, you can come out of it and become a part of the seed. Praise the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter what has been your experience, you have the ability and the opportunity and the capacity to break out of it. And here is saying to us, arise. Your experiences might want to put a stamp on you in your mind, but the Lord is saying, do what? You can come out of it. Praise the name of the Lord and shine. What does it mean to shine? It means to give off light. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, but Sam talked about the city, you know, and one of the things he said that was very cardinal was that, you see, when the city becomes full of light, praise the name of the Lord, you don't need to shut the gates anymore. Are we together? You know, right now we are shutting gates, isn't it? Because of the darkness that is outside. We have to close the gate so that nothing enters. But the time is coming when the light within will be so bright that it would keep darkness, what now? At bay. Praise the name of the Lord. It will keep darkness at bay. Right now we want to shut the gates to this environment and open it to who now? To the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But our light is coming. And brethren, when it breaks forth, if you read through the scriptures, as the Lord said about breaking forth, he said, then shall your light break forth what? Speedily. Hallelujah. There is to be a breaking forth. There is to be a shining forth, brethren, when the soul will have acquired enough light that darkness will be what now? Fleeing. We will chase darkness.
Yes, amen.
God will raise up sons of light who will be giving off light. As they move around, darkness will be running for cover. And they will run through the ends of the earth until the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water what now covereth the sea. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the city that God is what now is building. And he said that kings will come to your light. This light, look at Isaiah 62. It says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace until her righteousness begins to shine forth as what? Brightness. When you read about the living creatures, one thing common is brightness. There's a lot of brightness. This brightness is simply her righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. Manifested righteousness. Expressed righteousness. Godly living. Do you understand? Coming forth in such a way that your neighbor can do what now? See it. So Zion will keep traveling until our righteousness is so manifest that everybody will do what? Will see it. And her deliverance, her salvation will be manifest as a lamp that is what? Burning. If you see the living creatures, you will see burning lamps, isn't it? Hello? It is the deliverance. God delivers you from pride, from sin. That deliverance becomes so manifest that people will look at you, they say, it's Brother Chijoke. They say, no, it's not him. I used to know the Brother Chijoke. Do you understand? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I used to know him more. Ah, praise the name of the Lord. Then you have to ask him, are you Bochijoke? And he says, yes. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm greater. I am he. Because your deliverance that God has wrought in you is now shining like a burning what now? Lamp. So the living creatures was, he said, out of them came out brightness. And out of them came out burning what now? Lamps. That's you. That's me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, this is where we are going to. God is calling us to a life of light. God is light. So if a man is saying, I am of the light, and you are harboring what now? Darkness. He said, if a man hates his brother. You know, I talk to Christians today who have issues and refuse to settle them. The most dangerous thing anybody can do in life. Praise the name of the Lord. It's better for you that you go and lie down before your brother. Do you understand? It doesn't matter who is wrong. And sort that out. Because of the dynamics of light and darkness. He said, whoever hated his brother is in darkness up till when? Now. As I'm talking to you, darkness up till now. Praise the name of the Lord. If we say we walk in the light and yet we have fellowship with darkness. So if we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we do what? We lie. And that means there are many liars. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So brethren, we are called to begin to walk in the light. Because the darkness is what? Coming. We say that darkness will cover what? The earth. The earth here is unbelievers. Eh? And gross darkness will cover who? The people. The people here are who? The people of God. When you look at scriptures, you're always going to notice in the Old Testament, you see the earth, or the earth, and then the people. If you want to check what it means, go pass, check them through the scriptures. The hidden is the earth. The nations, or it's called the nations. Then the people is a term peculiar to who now? Israel. Are we together? Hello, are you understanding me? When you see the word people, it is a term peculiar to Israel. Look at Acts of the Apostles. Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine what now? Vain thing. The hidden are the nations, the unbelievers. The people are what now? The people of Israel. Are we together? It's clearly defined. Now, why is gross darkness covering the people? Can you tell me? The Bible says, if the light in you becomes what now? Dark. Are you understanding me? How great is that word? Darkness. It becomes double darkness. So you can come past land and sea, make one convert. And then you now feed him enough darkness to turn him into twice a son of what? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It's just like in the natural. When you see a bad woman, you understand, a woman, and she becomes bad. Because she has a larger soul than a man. I don't know if you understand. Her badness. Praise the name of... Are you understanding me? Yes. She was given a greater capacity for goodness. But if that capacity is channeled towards badness, wahala day. Praise the name of the Lord. If you meet a bad policewoman, who has eaten bribe and eaten bribe until she becomes bribe herself, God help you. Praise the name of the Lord. So when a church allows darkness to cover the holy place, it becomes double what now? Don't you understand? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So you see darkness covering the earth, and then double darkness covering the church. That's what Jesus said. When you see the abomination that make it desolate, where? In the holy place. When darkness has entered the holy place, then it's time to do what? To run. So you see three people there: the earth, the church, and then who else? You. When I say you, I'm not necessarily meaning you, but there is a third people on whom the Lord will do what? Arise, and his glory shall be seen on them. We are here because we want to be those people. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? And so this is where we are, brethren. The night cometh. When David was told that Absalom had taken over, you remember the story? Hello? They told him that the heart, the holy place, is now what now? Overtaken by the spirit of Antichrist. David said to those who were with him, his inner circle, those who are faithful to him, said, come, let us do what now? Let us get out of this place. If we don't make haste, Absalom will do what? Overtake us and smite us with the sword. So David had to pack and go. He left 10 women in the house. How many people remember that? To keep the house, concubines. Unfortunately, those women were overpowered and overshadowed by the spirit of what now? Absalom. They could not resist. So when David returned, those women, he took them and he kept them. Do you understand the point? But he never had any interaction with them. He gave them food. He gave them money. Do you understand the point? He provided for them materially. I don't know if you understand what that means. There are levels in the new dispensation. You know, the sons of Zadok that remained faithful, they were given a dimension of ministry. Do you understand that? And then there were others who messed up, but because they were still Levites, he said, okay, your ministry will be restricted to the people. Now, the ministry to the people is a very visible ministry. Do you understand? As you see today, you know, there are people, you know, I have pain in my leg. Pray for me. Do you understand? I have a contract. You understand? When you see a people whose ministry is just in the realm of the material, are you getting my point? Then you know that they are ministering to the people. They are big. They are visible. Praise the name of the Lord. But in spiritual dimensions, they are what now? Outside. Are we together, brethren? The ministry to the house. Soul. Do you understand? Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, it's a much more quieter ministry. Nobody knows. But it's a ministry in the inner world now, sanctuary, that will bring us to a ministry unto who now? Unto the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So David took those women and said, I will provide for you, but I will not marry you again. Are we together, brethren? They were restricted. And I tell you, you know, in the new dispensation, God can make provisions. But you see, certain people, certain ministries will have eternal restrictions. Hallelujah. This is how far they can go in spiritual things. There are men and women who will be entering into the sanctuary and coming out like the sons of Zadok. Praise the name of the Lord. For these women, we are overpowered. The spirit of the Antichrist is overpowering men and women today. Praise the name of the Lord. But there were some who went with David. Are we together? When David was returning, they also did what? Return with him. So David said, let us flee. And they fled. Now Ahithophel took a counsel. He said, let me follow after David this night. Do you understand? While he is still weary, tired, discouraged, he is burdened with how could things have turned out like this, praise the name of the Lord, I will come upon him. The night wants to overtake you when you are still overcharged with the cares of what now? This life. This thing wants to come upon you when you are still meddling with carnal issues. This night wants to overtake you when you still love the praise of men more than the praise of God. This night wants to overcome you when you are still more concerned about your appetite, your likes and dislikes, more than what God thinks about you. The night comets. Absalom comets. Praise the name of the Lord. And Ahithophel has counseled toss and toss and toss. So brethren, something is after you. And your only hope, like David, what's his name now? Hushai told David, cross the Jordan. Praise the name of the Lord. The Jordan is a river of death. It is the boundary. There is a baptism unto death that separates us from the power of the dragon. The dragon cannot touch those who have died. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, the night comes. He said to David, David, no matter how tired you are, wake up everybody and get across the Jordan. The moment Ahithophel knew that David had crossed the Jordan, he knew that business was what now? Over. He knew the battle was lost. They were still preparing for battle. Ahithophel went and did what? He hanged himself. He knew the outcome of the battle. Praise the name of the Lord. If Ahithophel had moved that night, it would have been over for David. But brethren, God bought David time to do what? Strengthen, refresh, and prepare for battle. So I don't know whether our time has expired. Are we together, brethren? We do not take anything for granted. So God is warning us. And that is the message I have for you tonight. Get up. Shake yourself. Don't say we are tired. I think there was a lot of grumbling in the David's camp that night. Because maybe some of them did not understand the urgency of the situation. David just sent men to them. Wake them up. Tell everybody, look, get ready, pack your things. We must cross. Okay, why must we do this night? We have marched 40 miles. We are all tired. Can't we tomorrow morning? David said, we must cross what now? This night. Because before morning, and the Bible tells us that before morning, not one man was left behind. They had crossed over. Amen. There are things that must be done before the morning breaks forth. Amen. You know, Jacob saw that the morning was coming. And he saw that he was still Jacob. Do you understand? He said, you must change my name this night, so that I do not meet the morning still carrying my old what now? Nature. Are we together? Some things must be settled in the night. He said that the night is already far spent. The day is at. Let us cast off the unfruitful works of what? Darkness. Throw it off, brethren. That nature, that habit, those tendencies, those appetites, those tastes, and those, you know, propensities that we have. Let them not, this darkness, catch us with those things. Because we will be overtaken and we will be overpowered. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we will not have the energy of the light to resist that darkness. The darkness must meet you like Jesus. He said that the prince of this world cometh, and what now? He findeth nothing. He had been warning disciples, so get ready, this night, this hour, you will betray me. They felt they had strength. Unfortunately, they did not in any way conceive the dimension of what was coming at them. Are we together, brethren? I don't know if they knew what was going to happen. So when it happened, they were not prepared for it. And they fell. They ran. You know, some. I'm sure as John was running, he was asking, is it me that is running like this? Praise the name of the Lord. When Peter was denying, he was being pushed by something beyond him. When he finished, he began to cry. He said, imagine me. Praise the name of the Lord. Let not this thing take anybody by surprise. Praise the name of the Lord. While you have the light, walk in the light, lest the darkness overtake and overpower you. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, the ministry that God has been bringing to us, the opportunities that He has been giving to us, let us all maximize it. These words that we have been hearing, go back to it again. Go through it again. Ask God to speak to you. Really, really desperately seek to get every energy from the word that God has given you. And hold on to it. Because the night word cometh. God bless you. What is that? What is that?